Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live. Who needs Raw?
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Larson, Hell in a Cell is coming up. We got some predictions to talk about.
Yeah.
We got to get our predictions in. Do we know, like, where we're at in terms of our predictions? Like, are we keeping tabs for the year on this?
No, it's just been a month-by-month thing.
Really?
Yeah. Last month.
I need to order them damn shirts. Because I mean, it's going to be, it's not going to be here in time for this
one. Well, I mean, last month, for No Mercy, we were... I think we got
No Mercy.
We guessed the same number correct.
Yeah.
But the prior two shows or just the prior show, I got more right than you did.
No Mercy.
I think the prior two.
Yeah.
Those prior No Mercy.
No Mercy.
So let's see how we do with Hell in a Cell.
Do you have the list of the matches?
I
up?
Do.
Okay.
The order I put them in is more the order
I order
think.
Those shirts today by Survivor Series. Do we know what the net? Well, what are the December pay-per-views?
There is TLC and Roadblock.
Which is which?
TLC is a SmackDown show. Okay. That's earlier in the month. Okay. And then Roadblock is later in the month. And that's a Raw show.
No Mercy. All right. Next. First. First match.
This order is just the order I think is going to be.
Okay. Let's hear
and I think
order.
It's a very good order.
All right.
Don't look at it yet. I want you to be surprised by it.
Oh, no. Okay.
On the pre-show.
Yeah.
Cedric Alexander, Sin Cara, Lince Dorado
mm-hmm.
versus Tony Nese, Drew Gulak, and Arya Daivari.
Can you send me those? Are they on this
yes,
thing?
Yes, they're on that. This thing? Yes, on the very bottom.
Okay.
I feel like the team of Cedric Alexander, Sin Cara, and Lince Dorado will win.
I honestly think this is a toss-up. And the heels have been coming off. The heels have been picking up. No, Kendrick won against Rich Swann recently, didn't he?
No.
Rich Swann won that?
Yes.
Heels go over in this one.
You think so?
Yeah, because they're huge on Tony Nese and they're huge on Drew Gulak. And Arya Daivari, I think, recently ate a pin. So I think they want to give him a win. And these guys, I think, are just fine. I think it's going to be the heels. Mainly because Tony Nese. I think they're huge on Tony Nese.
Okay.
And I think the heels are going to pick up the win here.
Okay.
And that's a good way. Like, there's no obvious reason why one team would win or one team would lose. Like, what's your reasoning for the faces winning?
The faces usually win during the pre-show matches.
And you know another reason why is because I think TJ is going to retain at Hell in a Cell.
Okay.
And so this is going to even out that heel face thing.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's move on to the main card.
Okay.
Opening the show, I think.
Yeah.
Enzo and Cass.
How you doing?
Against Gallows and Anderson.
Yeah, Club's going to win this.
Yes.
Basically a lock.
I don't know if it's a lock, but it seems a near certainty that they will win.
It makes sense for them to win.
Yes. Makes a lot
now,
of sense for them to
whether or not the
win.
WWE if they wants keep, to adhere to making sense.
If they keep jobbing the Club out, doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Enzo and Cass, they can... Enzo and Cass, again, we should do a list. Top 10 superstars... who can eat losses and not really get buried.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sami Zayn.
There's an odd fine line between...
Enzo and Cass.
There's a fine line between Sami Zayn and Neville, where Neville feels like he's getting buried.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn, he can eat losses left and right. He'll never feels like he's getting buried. Bray Wyatt's probably number one. I don't think he feels like... Bray never feels like he's getting buried because they always put him in these high-profile feuds no matter what.
Yeah, but he always loses them.
I know, but it's not like he's down there with, like, Jinder Mahal. You know what I mean? Like, he's with Randy Orton right now.
Yeah. No, I know.
Bayley versus Dana Brooke.
See, this is a lock. Bayley. Bayley's going to win.
Okay, so the only question is this going to be a squash match? I don't think it's going to be.
No, I don't think it will be either, but I kind of feel like it should be.
You would think it would be. Like, they would need to, like, sort of punish Dana Brooke for botching that win. But I still think that's sort of... I think you make a bigger deal out of that than they do.
Potentially.
So I think, I think Bayley goes over. Well, you mad? Dan, I don't know. See, this to me, did you say this is a lock?
I say it's a near lock.
Okay, Dana Brooke winning by cheating? That's in there. That's in the cards. You don't think it's in the cards at all?
No.
She don't know how to cheat. That's a problem. They're not going to try that. See, I would say that. I would say that if she knew how to cheat. But they have to have zero faith in her cheating abilities at this point.
Yeah, you'd think so.
So I think you're right. I think they just want to get Bayley her win and get her the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah, move on from this feud.
Yeah, and says Dana Brooke stops inadvertently burying Bayley.
I know. Next.
Next, yes, yes.
TJ Perkins, the cruiserweight champion, versus the Brian Kendrick.
As much as I would love to see Brian Kendrick win the title, and it, you know, honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if he did, just because the WWE has to understand that the cruiserweight division is kind of floundering right now. But I think they're so high on TJ Perkins that I think that he's going to retain, and it's like the first pay per view after he's had like the belt.
No, it's not.
Well, it's the second one. I mean, it's the first one since, like, what, he defended it at a, what was it called?
Backlash.
No, it wasn't Backlash.
What was that one? What was the September?
Backlash, wasn't it?
No, that was the SmackDown September pay-per-view.
This is really going to bug me if I don't.
I know, me too. Darn.
I'm completely drawing a blank.
Here, hold on. Continue your line of thought.
My point is, he's brand new still.
Like, yeah.
It's still a new thing. Clash of Champions. It was Clash.
Oh, that's right.
Clash of Champions.
That's right.
So he debuted the belt, basically, in his first defense at Clash of Champions. This is the first one since then.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by first one.
Okay.
This is the first one since the last pay-per-view.
Okay. Anyway. The first defense since his first defense.
Exactly, yeah. Who did he take on in that last one? Was it Brian Kendrick that time, too?
At Clash of Champions,
Clash?
Yes.
Ooh, man. Brian might win that.
Yeah,
belt.
Brian's going to win it.
You think so?
Yeah.
They're making such a big deal about this, huh? Shit, if Kendrick wins that, then the faces are probably going to go over the pre-show.
Exactly.
Shit. Man, they're so high on TJ Perkins, though. Brian Kendrick winning that belt, they need to do something with it.
I know.
They need
to jumpstart that division somewhat.
I'm always torn between, are they going to just keep on trying to force the issue, or are they actually going to call an audible and change things? It's not really calling an audible.
See, but if Brian Kendrick wins through cheating...
Yeah.
Then it's not as if TJ is out of the title picture entirely. And in fact, it might give him something more to work with.
All right. I'll say Brian Kendrick wins.
Are you going to stick with your pre-show prediction?
No, fuck it. TJ Perkins wins.
Okay.
And then Brian Kendrick will be even more desperate. And he'll result in even more nefarious means.
How many times can he be? Yeah, how many more times can he say, this is my last chance?
Christian did it a lot. Christian made the entire second part of his career I won one more match.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he'd always have, I don't get it. Because, you know, like, I know what he meant, one more championship opportunity.
Yeah.
But he always just kept on saying one more match. And I'm like, dude, you just had a match. And you're calling for one more. I don't get it. I never understood that.
Maybe he just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
He just thought it was funny.
No, he was too serious about it.
Oh, okay.
Christian was never serious. I could never take him seriously. He was so small. Especially towards the end, like that second part of his career.
Yeah.
It was like you out there.
Yeah.
He was just tiny.
After he came back from TNA?
Yeah. He was so skinny. I never took him seriously. Edge looked like a stud, at least. Like, I was never the biggest Edge fan.
Yeah.
But Edge at least looked like a freaking champion.
He
looked like a stud, you know?
Yeah. Next, Roman Reigns versus Rusev for the U.S. title inside Hell in a Cell, the first of our three main events.
Still so torn between this Brian Kendrick, TJ Perkins thing.
Well, it's on the record now.
No, it's not. I can always
you said TJ Perkins.
Change it right now.
Nope.
Brian Kendrick wins. That's my official answer.
Nope.
I know that's my official answer.
Well, are you going to stick with your prediction for the pre-show then, too?
TJ Perkins wins. Let's continue. I'm wearing that fucking Vince Russo shirt. God, that sucks. Big fat bearded face of his on my fucking belly, and it's a white shirt too. I don't do white shirts very good. I should get a large too, so I look extra pregnant.
There you go.
Yeah, and then you're like, "Hey, did you eat that cheeseburger, fatty?"
So you know what? You know the reason I asked you that is because when we ordered it, you said, "I'll get it, but I don't know if I'll eat it." That's
but
what you said.
You looked at me. I was right there. You're over here.
I was over here working the entire time.
On your pedestal of judgment.
No, I was over here working the entire time. I didn't know if you ate any of your food. That's why I asked.
What does it matter?
I was just curious. Can't one be curious?
No, not about if
maybe I was hungry at the time.
You're fat-shaming me.
Listen, maybe I was hungry at the time, and if you hadn't eaten the cheeseburger, I would have.
That's not the case.
You don't know that, though.
Don't feel bad. I know sometimes you...
I don't feel bad because I didn't do anything wrong.
Sometimes you think that a work is a shoot and vice versa. And I have no problem.
Sometimes you think the same, so.
I know. Man, we need couples therapy.
Apparently.
Yeah.
All right, Reigns or Rusev? Make your pick.
Reigns. It's got to be Reigns. God, as much. Can you imagine Rusev? I'd pop so hard. I'd be like, fuck that. That's the main event. It's only a triple main event if Rusev wins. Then I consider it a main event.
Yeah, it's got to be Reigns.
But it's going to be Reigns.
Yeah.
Although back in July, they said Vince was cooling on Reigns. This is a push. If this isn't a push, I don't know what is.
Yeah, it is a push. But Reigns is going
to
win.
I am interested to know what they're going to do. Like, the one thing about this that I really like is that it hopefully will allow both men to continue.
Yes.
On to separate paths.
But who is Reigns going to take on next for the U.S. title?
I don't know. And I have no idea who. I mean, Rusev has more options probably. But.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Braun. We know that.
It's not going to be Jericho.
No, it's not going to be Jericho, but he's like, I would have liked to have seen
Yeah,
that
would have been the most logical choice for the next contender for the U.S. title. But even Rusev, I know there seems to be more faces potentially, but Sami Zayn, who would make sense, is busy.
One of those guys really needs to go to SmackDown. My main beef with SmackDown is still that it feels like such a small show.
Yeah.
It feels like there's just not... It feels like a small show, and I think some of that's presentation. I'm getting it. And you know what's honestly, I think some of it, it's like that the association I have with Blue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
SmackDown just inherently, because it basically has been for 10 years or so, the secondary show.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get over that.
Maybe yeah, you are. For me, it's still just the crane, usage of the crane.
Makes it look small.
Yeah, makes the arena look small.
Yeah.
So we both say Rusev.
No, we both say I say
Oh, sorry.
Reigns.
Both say Reigns. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Reigns.
Yeah. New Day versus this. Yeah. This, to me, is probably the biggest lock of them all.
New Day.
There's no chance in hell.
New Day New versus Day's, Cesaro and Sheamus. I agree.
Not a chance New Day's dropping those titles before they break the record. Not a chance. Not going to happen. Man, I started watching that Bruno Sammartino Legends thing.
Yes.
Just spat everywhere. And, it's amazing because they start off talking about his childhood when him and his family had to escape Nazis. Immediately made it the best Legends. when you can talk about that from your childhood, like, yeah, my mom and my brothers and sisters had to climb. They lived in a smallish village and they had to like escape to this mountaintop. They had to do this really steep, nasty climb where some of the other villagers were at. And they stayed there for 14 months. And once a week, Mama Sammartino had to go down the mountain for a 12-hour trek to risk being caught by Nazis, which she was once. And then she escaped again, and everybody else who's caught got executed just to gather food for her children and climb the mountain another 12 hours. I don't want to hear anybody bitching about anything in their life.
Wow.
Until you think about that shit. And then he ended up being the biggest champion of all time in the business.
Wow.
Insane. Man. Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just crazy shit.
Wow.
It's amazing. And JBL's so good at that. He's so good at the interview stuff because he researches thoroughly and he strikes such a great tone. And I only watched the first 10 minutes of it. And yet on commentary, it's just, you know, it's funny because I know he has a good time on commentary. You look at him and he's having a good time. It's just sometimes he's so, I don't know. I still like him better than anybody else in that commentary team, though.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry.
So we both say New Day.
New Day's a lock. New Day's a lock.
Yes.
Bruno Sammartino wins all these. Mama Sammartino wins all these titles, man. See her in Hell in a Cell. She ain't going to sweat nothing. Crazy shit.
Next.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens for the Universal title in Hell in a Cell.
So nothing's been said about Sami Zayn and Braun having a match?
No.
Interesting.
Fully. At least not according to Wikipedia.
Not yet, anyways. It's only it's Thursday when we're recording this and putting it up. So,
yes.
All right. Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens for the Universal title.
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin Owens wins.
See, I was reading on the Inquisitor this morning that there has been a lot of rumors going around that Seth Rollins would win.
Interesting.
And it would be Chris Jericho that would cost Kevin Owens a match inadvertently. But I kind of feel like the inevitable Jericho-Owens feud would be enhanced with the Universal title in play.
Okay, let me ask you this now.
Yeah.
For this match, because I would imagine the others have been decided. Has this been decided as of Thursday?
Well, they didn't even know it was going to be the main event yet, so.
Yeah. No, but I would think that they would have a solid plan.
I would hope so.
I would think they'd have a solid
but
plan.
But I wouldn't be surprised if things changed Sunday morning.
They have booked Kevin Owens as such a... He is not being treated like a champion.
Nope.
The Universal Championship is not being treated like it should be.
Nope.
It's so weird. Everything's weird right now. The Universal title is just ugly. It just doesn't look like a real championship. I don't know. And it's just none of the pieces are in the right place on Raw.
Yes.
I feel like so many of the pieces are in the right place. So the pieces on SmackDown are in such the right place that I have no idea what they're going to do after it.
I know.
Because all the pieces fit so perfectly.
I know.
On Raw, you can rearrange this and make everything better.
Or still you could rearrange everything and it wouldn't make any difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Owens.
I'm going to say Owens.
Yeah, I think Owens retains.
Charlotte versus Sasha Banks. There's no chance that Charlotte they're going to play hot potato with this thing.
I wouldn't think so, especially since this show is taking place in Boston, which is Sasha's hometown.
So the real question is, will this close the show?
If
it doesn't, they are so unbelievably, what do you call it, tone deaf?
Yeah.
Just oblivious to what people really want.
In the latest Wrestling Observer newsletter, Meltzer talks a lot about this and how it's creative and Triple H that are pushing for the women's match to be the main event.
Yeah.
And then apparently it's Vince who doesn't want to do it.
Does he go into any other reasons behind it? Like what's causing this apprehension on Vince's part?
I don't believe it's anything specific. It's just they bring up hold on.
Don't understand this at all.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever whatever. I don't remember. Meltzer goes into some backstory about how, even in the 50s and 60s, there were women matches that were made event shows.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I guess in 1984, there was a match, Fabulous Moolah against, I want to say Wendy Richter, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
That was...
Why does that sound familiar?
That was on a MTV special.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That I think for broadcast was a main event. That's what he implied. It wasn't clear.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of marketing, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Hogan match and a Battle Royal that was higher on the card in terms of marketing.
Yeah.
So you kind of use that as kind of some context for maybe why this decision is playing out the way it is backstage.
Right.
But I mean, it seems like an obvious no-brainer to have this match. In terms of storyline, it's probably the blow-off match of an intense feud. The Hell in a Cell match is actually motivated. Yeah. Having it in a Hell in a Cell is actually motivated because it is such an intense feud. I mean, neither of the matches need to be in Hell in a Cell.
What would the possible apprehension be?
I think Meltzer mentioned this. It was early in the morning. I had my coffee yet, so this could just be misremembering things.
Okay.
But I think it was a drawing thing in terms of drawing money.
Mm.
Like, people wouldn't want to go to a show that was main evented by a women's match, which is absolute
that's
garbage.
That's like Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey until Conor McGregor was the highest drawing card in the highest drawing fighter in the UFC.
Yeah.
And then Conor came around. It's like in this day and age.
No, I know.
That kind of shit.
I know.
That absolutely boggles my mind. Glad handing yes men that he surrounds himself with.
Yes. Hold on.
It's absolutely, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Like, are they watching the product and saying, Oh yeah, no, this universal title thing we have going is amazing stuff. Like we're booking we're booking the list of Jericho to be more important than anything on the show. That's really what people want to see. And it's like, I think that's going to be a fantastic match. I think it's going to be a really good match. But, you know, I think, in my opinion, Seth and Kevin Owens haven't shown the creed. Go ahead.
This is all quoted from the Wrestling Observer newsletter.
Which is a fantastic, it's definitely well worth, if you're really into like wanting the minutiae of wrestling.
Here's a couple
it's a good subscription.
Salient quotes. The way we're told is that Paul Levesque, Triple H,
DeGabe,
has also backed the creative team on the idea, but Vince is digging in his heels on this one, and it's led to a lot of frustration. As of Tuesday, the odds were against it, Sasha and Charlotte main eventing, happening, but Vince does change his mind and nothing is final. An actual quote from someone in the process on it is this: "And what everyone needs to understand is that there's no one who understands the outside less than the man who's making all the decisions. We just have to find a respectful way to change his mind."
Yeah, I always say I'll be diplomatic about things. You got to diplomatically get your way.
So I guess I was wrong in terms of Vince worrying about it, the women's main event not being a draw. So I was wrong about that.
Well, you just
Well, I mean, they.
You don't know that's solid. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Meltzer doesn't mention that specifically.
But I mean, you know, if you think about it, like what other problems would he have with it? You know, and on top of that, like if you're advertising this as the triple main event, which I think, look, it'd be smart of them to do if that's the problem, advertise it as a triple main event, but then close the show with the, because the people are already there. Asses are in seats. You know what I mean? People are already there.
Well, I mean, consider that the show's in Boston, which is Sasha's hometown. Having her match be the main event, I would think would draw people to the event.
Yeah.
You know, like the match itself is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's the best story going on Raw right now.
And it's interesting because Meltzer...
That alone will sell tickets, but having it in Boston, Sasha's hometown, that's...
Meltzer on Twitter in a little QA session he was doing with, like, you know, Twitter followers, somebody brought up an NXT match between Sasha and Charlotte, and Meltzer said that's what opened Vince's eyes to the drawing power of women's wrestling. So it's surprising that he wouldn't be the one that would want to see this through to its logical sort of...
I know.
I don't know. That's like I said, you're advertising this as a triple main event. That's fine. But for the sake of having a crystal clear historical moment that you can point to as saying this is the first time women main event in a pay-per-view, and yes, we have done it, it would be... There's no downside to that.
I know.
And it sounds like somebody's just being stubborn... For the sake of being stubborn,
yeah,
which would, you know, from what we know about Vince McMahon, that wouldn't be really surprising. So yeah, I don't know. I'd like if it didn't end up being the main event, then I'd love for him to go back on Stone Cold's podcast and Stone Cold say, "So what? Why did you say Vince?"
Going back a little bit, it was Moolah versus Wendi Richter, 1984 MTV match.
Okay,
so I'll make sure I got all my details right.
Yeah.
So yes. Yeah. Thank you, Dave Meltzer, for providing all that information.
It's $9.99 a month, I think, for a Wrestling Observer newsletter. It's fantastic. He's got all sorts of great content there.
Yeah.
Including, like, I think a daily radio update.
Sasha Banks
radio
wins.
Radio is an internet thing.
Sasha Banks wins.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. So where do we disagree? We disagree on the cruiserweights.
Yes.
That's it. I'll stick with just so we have a difference, even though I totally see where you're coming from, and you're probably right. I'm going to say they're going to string this out a little bit more, but you're probably right. I hope you are right, because I really want to see Kendrick.
It doesn't make any sense to delay Kendrick winning unless he's leaving.
At this point, I'm really in. The only thing I'm interested in with the cruiserweights is seeing Kendrick get that belt, because I'm really sad that it didn't start off with. Now seeing Rich Swann, like having him seen him a couple times, I'm really sad they didn't give him the belt.
Well, I mean, that's an upside to giving Kendrick the belt.
Hey, how great would it
be?
Is
that once Kendrick wins the belt, then they can pit him against another face.
How great would it be?
Swan or Cedric Alexander get the belt.
If when they bring down the ring ropes to put the purple ones up, Rich Swann is dancing in the middle of the ring the entire time. Tell me that wouldn't keep the crowd into it. That wouldn't keep the live crowd into it. That'd be great. Anyways, Hell in a Cell should be a lot of fun. We're going to have a podcast for you on Monday where we talk about Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
And
we got Dirt Sheet coming up Friday.
Tomorrow. Yeah, Friday. Yeah. So keep an eye out for that too. And until next time. And we're going to NXT tonight.
Yeah.
So too sweet for NXT.
Nope.
For potassium. Can I get a too sweet for potassium? But you understand the critical need for high levels of potassium.
I do.
Okay, just making sure. That's good enough. That's like it too sweet. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.